And if you hear a tinkle of glass with a stone, breaks your window and comes in here, you'd say the stone went
through the window.
Go in and out the window. If you drink your coffee black, that means you drink it
straight.
Straight.
Drink it with that cream.
Mm-hmm. And if you want Boston coffee, this means you want it.
I don't know.
Well, if you like it sort of pale, sort
weak.
Of a tan color, this would be not without cream, this would be.
With cream.
Huh?
And Boston coffee.
I went with a girl once who would order Boston coffee. I don't think I went with her twice.
Right? I never heard of that one.
She used to make me so mad. We'd go in for coffee. We'd have to go through this rigmarole. The waitress wouldn't know, and she'd always ask for the same thing.
Boston coffee.
Boston coffee.
Coffee with cream.
I was going with her straight for a year or something. I didn't go out with her about three times, but she'd never say, with lots of cream. If something is extremely common, you can say, well, you just find that most
anywhere.
If you're totally out of something, that means you don't have any.
Any at all.
If we're going someplace and somebody says, who is, or if I said, who is going, you'd say,
he and I.
But if it's us and I want to know who's going, you'd say,
it's us, but you and I are going.
And if we have a secret, this would just be between.
Between us.
Somebody's giving something here for us to divide. We say, you'd say that's for to this other fellow. You'd say it's for
him and me.
And if you locked yourself on the house and banged on the door, and your wife said, "Who is it?" You'd say,
"It's me."
I think everybody would say it's me.
Well, you're not actually correct English, are you?
Well, I think it's correct.
Is that
actually.
Right?
I think it's more correct than it's I, although that follows the formula. Still, it sounds so stilted.
Well, to me it sounds stilted.
I never say it's I. If I
do,
I pray that blush. It is I.
Well, I thought that was correct. I don't know.
It's the one that's been legislated for years and years and years. It's my grammatical logic that some of these kooks like to argue from, it fits the pattern. But it's just not common. And it sounds as stilted.
To me it sounds stilted.
It's like saying either or neither. If you don't say either or neither or aunt. Either my aunt. I think there is a place in the state, and I don't know just where it is, where aunt is the regular term.
I noticed auntie used here amongst the colored people quite frequently.
Huh.
I know not too long ago when one of them's aunt died, and I didn't know it, and I asked myself who was it to my aunt. I thought it was so odd, and I've heard him use that expression several times.
Now that's very interesting, and this used to be the choice pronunciation in parts of the United States. The eastern seaboard, aunt, was the elegant style. Of course, if someone came in here and said aunt, you'd think you got it from Negro speech.
I guess. Because it's Spanish or something.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, I know I hear, but I don't think they say that. They're so odd.
This is one of the fascinating things to me about speech, how it's